Controversy flared again in Wisconsin last weekend over a halted John Doe probe. But one political observer does not expect it to move the needle in the race between Governor Walker and Democrat Mary Burke. The probe was examining whether Walker's 2012 recall campaign illegally coordinated with third-party groups. Late Friday, a clerk mistakenly published documents that indicated there was coordination. But the federal judge who halted the probe this summer decided the coordination was allowable. Christopher Murray is a lecturer at Marquette University's Les Aspin Center for Government in Washington, D.C. He offered his outsider perspective.
People who are paying attention to this nationally know that there has been something going on in Wisconsin for quite a while, and they know generally the competitiveness of the race, given what the polling has been. And I don't think, you know, what the latest batch of documents says is going to change a whole lot of minds on either side. And with seemingly so few people in the middle or undecided, that doesn't result in a whole lot of movement one way or the other in terms of how the election is likely to play out. But I think there certainly is a lot of attention to the race because of, you know, Republicans trying to figure out who their nominee is going to be and whether the governor is going to be a candidate and, you know, should he be defeated for re-election for whatever reason would essentially kill his presidential aspirations.
What do you think people from outside Wisconsin think about the people of Wisconsin being so divided and intransigent?
Well, I think they've had a lot of evidence of this over the last couple of years with the recall and very highly contested Supreme Court races in Wisconsin. I think if outside observers are being charitable, they're kind of hoping that Wisconsinites maybe get a rest after a while. But in a lot of ways, Wisconsin has become kind of exhibit A for the degree of polarization we've seen nationwide. I mean, I don't think you've seen this to the extent that you have in Wisconsin and other states, but, you know, you're going to have this year a lot of very, very closely contested governor's races and some really closely contested Senate races and not a whole lot of voters kind of in the middle. But I think people are going to pay attention to the race because, you know, going into 2016, they're trying to figure out, especially on the Republican side, is who is somebody who can win in states that have been voting Democratically lately. I mean, Wisconsin hasn't voted for a Republican presidential candidate since Ronald Reagan. And that's not just true of Wisconsin, but that's true of a lot of other states that Republicans need to figure out how to win.
We've all heard of this small slice, very thin slice of undecided voters in Wisconsin. Does anyone know who these people are and why they haven't made up their minds?
Yeah, usually undecided voters are voters who don't pay a whole lot of attention to politics in the first place. And not only does that make them undecided, but that also tends to make them less likely to show up and vote at the end of the day anyways. And so it's really hard if you're a campaign saying that we need to find undecided voters and we need to get them to turn out for our candidate. That's a really tough job because you got to kind of overcome two big obstacles there. One is they got to be paying attention. And if they haven't been paying attention up to this point, given especially everything that's been happening in Wisconsin over the last couple of years, you have to wonder, well, what's it going to take? And then you got to get them to show up. And especially in midterm elections like we have this year, turnout is already low. And so then to expect that the least likely of voters are going to show up in a low turnout election, that's really, you're really being optimistic if you're a campaign and you're banking on that to win. So ultimately, I think what decides some of these races is not so much the undecided, it's which side's supporters show up in bigger numbers.